and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592, and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And with us this morning, a special guest is Pastor Billy Crone. And we always enjoy having Pastor Billy as church in Las Vegas. But he does DVDs, and he's put out a number of DVD sets that we carry. And Pastor Billy, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
I'd like to talk about the issue of the rise of a one-world religion.
All right, let's go right into that, because that is certainly one of the major goals of what's going on today. The people who control the world want a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion, and you bring that out beautifully in your DVDs, which we carry. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, it's also not only, I think people, if they look around geopolitically, that's exactly what people are working towards. And if you don't know the scripture, you don't really get the, I would say, the biggest impact. And the biggest impact is, hey, guess what? That's a sign that you're living in the last days. That's a sign that Jesus Christ is about ready to come back at his second coming. And it is pretty clear. In fact, you know, one of the obvious texts that we know that there's going to be in the last days, a one-world religion, is, of course, the classic text in Revelation 13. That's where it talks about the Antichrist. And I'll just read a portion of that to you. And it says, one of the heads of the beast, the Antichrist, seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. And the whole world was astonished and followed the beast, the Antichrist. Men worshipped the dragon, defined by the text as Satan. That's how dark it is going to be. People can be worshipping Satan. Men worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. That's where the Antichrist gets his inspiration, his power, etc., from Satan himself. And they worshipped the beast, the Antichrist. He opened up his mouth to blaspheme God, to slander his name and his dwelling place, and he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. It's the whole planet. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. He who has an ear, let him hear. I love how it ends on that. In other words, folks, what the scripture is saying, you better pay attention, okay, to what's coming down the pike. And the Bible says that, believe it or not, folks, there really is going to come a day when the unthinkable will happen. All the inhabitants of the earth are going to join together to link hands to create a one-world religion, and it's going to be centered around one guy. And it sounds great. It certainly is politically popular today, and people are just, it's all over the media, and we'll get to that in a little bit. And everybody's promoting it as to, this is the panacea, this is what's going to bring peace to our planet. But the Bible says, that's going to be the beginning of the Antichrist kingdom, and you don't want to have any part of that. They're going to literally worship a guy, the Antichrist, okay? And it clearly says that repeatedly, not just hang out with the beast, not just a cohort with the beast. It's not just make a treaty with the beast. It's, we're going to worship the beast, is what the text says there. And so that's what we do in our study. It's, well, all right, let's play a little game. I mean, could this really happen? I mean, Christians have been saying for a long time, oh, you're in the last days, Jesus is coming back. You know, do we see anything different? In fact, it wasn't that long ago. I was at a conference, speaking at a conference, and one person made the comment that, you know, I just really, you know, I understand. It's pretty apparent that there's a push for a one-world government, and I think it's pretty obvious that all this economy baloney is pushing us towards a global, truly one-world economy. But I just really don't see any evidence of a one-world religion. and my jaw just about drops. Like, wow, how could you get those other two and not see this third one? This one's all over the place. And it's being promoted in the school system and the media. It's all over the place, and it's made to feel politically correct. And part of it is they use code words. Okay, it's the same thing with the global government. They'll say global governance, but then they'll use, of course, the classic term like New World Order, and they'll talk about these economic unions that we need to come to strengthen, and all of this doing is just pulling people into the one world government, one world economy. Well, when it comes to the one world religion, their code word, their buzzword, if you will, is interfaith. And I'll just challenge you that any time that you guys see in print, on TV, verbiage coming out of somebody's mouth, whether it's a talking head on TV, and you hear them say interfaith, okay, you need to supplant that term for what it is. What that means is one world religion. Because anybody who's involved in an interfaith movement or an interfaith church, which is an oxymoron, interfaith meeting, interfaith gathering, what they're doing is they're working to push and promote a one-world religion. Interfaith, interfaithism, whatever it is. That's what it means, okay? So if you just that one aspect, if that's all you got out of this particular broadcast this morning, was interfaith means one-world religion, you do your own homework. You pay attention from now on. You're going to see just how deep, just how far this push of a one-world religion goes. And basically, with this interfaith movement, this one-world religion movement that's going on right now, folks, all over the place, all over the planet, is they would have you and I believe the lie that all religions are valid pathways to God, okay? Or the classic, you know, axiom that all roads, you know, no matter what the belief is, lead to Rome or lead to heaven, okay, so to speak. And so what they say, and they tickle the ears, they make it sound like, oh, this is it. If only we could achieve this, then we'll finally have world peace, which actually is another sign in the scripture to live in the last days, because the Apostle Paul clearly said in the last days there's going to be a specific phrase that people are going to cry out. It's called peace and safety. Peace and safety. Peace and safety. And he says, boom, when you hear that crying out all over the planet, boom, sudden destruction is going to fall upon the planet. Pains on a pregnant woman, it's just going to be instantaneous. And that's what they're doing, peace and safety. If we can all just combine all the religions, combine the governments, combine the economy, oh, we're going to have peace and safety on the planet. Won't that be great? No, it won't. And again, what they say is, well, if we got to stop arguing with each other. We got to stop fighting with each other. As religions, we have to just respect. And here's another buzz phrase you need to pay attention to. We need to tolerate. We need to tolerate one another. And, of course, again, that's a hypocritical definition, because what they say, basically, the new definition of tolerance is to put up with anything and everything, whether it's even true or not. It's just you're supposed to value somebody else's belief system, and not just to the old-fashioned definition of tolerance was to put up with it. Like, okay, I'll give you space to believe that, but I disagree. The new definition of tolerance, this buzz phrase, means that you have to value their belief system as equal to your own. That's what they mean when they say tolerance, okay, which is it's impossible to do, and we'll get to that again in a second. But again, they don't even follow their new definition of tolerance, because they say, okay, so you're supposed to value somebody else's religious belief system as equal to your own.
Hold that thought, Pastor Billy. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and we're talking about the interfaith movement. We're talking about this move towards the one world government and being tolerant of all the other religions in the world and then working with them towards the common good. And we're seeing the Pope talking about that, how important that's going to be and how we're going to change, or they're going to change, the basic thrust of the Catholic faith to be more meaningful in this world. Well, everything is in the state of flux. Pastor Billy, pick up the story.
Well, again, even with their, quote, new definition of tolerance, which is not the same of what we've been raised with, you know, basically you tolerate, you put up with somebody else's belief system. You don't have to agree with it, but you're respectful about it, and you give them space to believe it. That's how we were trained, but they've changed the definition of tolerance. And the new one means basically you have to value somebody else's belief system, even if it's completely antithetical, completely opposite of what you believe. You have to value it as equal to your own, meaning that everybody's right, nobody's wrong. Now, it's, first of all, it's ludicrous and it's impossible to do, but they don't even follow these people who push this interfaith movement, the one world religion movement, who push for that. They don't even follow that definition when it comes to, guess who? That's right, Christianity. So the one thing that they are intolerant of is Jesus' statement that he said in John 14:6, I am, Jesus speaking, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Now, notice he didn't say, I'm one of the many ways out there that you need to tolerate. I'm one of the many various truths that you can just pick and choose and make sure you value everybody else's as equal to your own along the way. Or I'm one of the many lives out there that maybe you can choose to follow as an example. But he didn't say that. He said the way, the truth, the life. And if you still don't get his exclusivity there, he says no one. That's it. No one comes to the Father, i.e. gets to heaven, except through him. That's what Jesus said. So just that one statement, and that's just one, and I didn't make it up, that's from Jesus. That just really sticks in the craw, so to speak, of the interfaith movement. And again, the irony is they say, on the one hand, and that is what Jesus said, that is at the core of Christianity. I'm sorry, not all religions lead to heaven. Jesus put the gauntlet down, so to speak. He says, I'm the only way. I didn't say it, he did. And you can't be a hypocrite and say, well, we need to listen to Jesus and follow the golden rule, do unto others as you have them do unto you. And he did teach that. The scripture talks about that. But the scripture also records what I just said in John 14:6, that he's the only way to heaven. So you can't just say, well, I'm going to pick this word from Jesus and follow that and say that's good, but I'm just going to ignore this one. You can't do that. It's called hypocrisy. But that's exactly what the interfaith movement does. As they say, you got to be tolerant of everybody except this Christianity thing. And because that just doesn't work, because we're all supposed to say that we all lead to heaven. And here comes Jesus and says, no, that's not true. So that's the hypocrisy. So they don't even follow their own definition. They are intolerant of biblical Christianity. And, of course, what that leads to is another sign that you're in the last days, that Jesus said would come, that the whole planet one day is going to hate you and take you out because of me. He talks about that in Matthew 24. And because you got to get rid of these people who's messing up your new definition of tolerance, okay? But we'll get to that, Lord willing, at a different time. But basically what they say is, you know, we all got to come together. We all got to work together. We have to tolerate, again, as a buzz phrase, according to their definition of tolerance. We got to just somehow find common ground. And the impetus for this is they created a crisis, which, of course, is the great axiom. You create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. And it is created. And the created crisis is the planet is going to blow up. We need to work together as religions. We have to come together. We have to find common ground in order to save Mother Earth. Well, by the way, that's called Gaia worship, which is a pagan worship, okay? And anybody's, and even biblical Christianity is not for, you know, destroying the planet purpose, but the planet is a created thing. And the Bible says that God's wrath is being poured out on heaven, Romans chapter 1, because the people had the audacity to worship created things instead of the creator. God is the one who created this planet. It's not a living entity or being. Okay, now we're supposed to be wise stewards of it and be responsible. Nobody wants to go and dump toxic waste into rivers. It's ridiculous. Okay, no biblical Christian would even be for that. But that's not what's going on here. That they've made the earth into a living being. They've made the planet Earth, Mother Earth. Notice it's not Father God. It's Mother Earth or Mother Nature into a literal entity, a, quote, spirit entity, which is pagan worship, okay? And what has happened is the environmental movement has jumped onto that and has melded with this interfaith movement, and that's become the panacea. This is the impetus why even we might be a little bit on the outside uncomfortable with linking hands with different religions on the planet, who are completely diametrically opposed to what we believe in. We have to do it because everything's going to blow up. You want the planet to blow up? You want that on your shoulders? You know, is kind of the basic thing. The second thing that they use for an impetus is they blame this lack of a one world religion as for the cause of all wars, which is a lie. But I don't know if you guys noticed, but right after, I was pastoring in Northern California at the time, and right after 9/11 happened and the terrorist attacks there, and that's a whole other topic, who was doing that, but right after 9/11, they had all the services. If you guys were paying attention, if you recall, the services was one huge interfaith movement. You had people, icons from different religions around the world that were holding these memorial services. Of course, Oprah Winfrey got involved in it, and she did her own thing. And but it became the ultimate excuse, like, okay, now, do you see that religious differences are the main cause of war? We have to. It became a watershed event to somehow push this thing. And again, that's a lie, and we'll get to that in a second. And you might be thinking, well, maybe it's just something recent, and this is just, you know, a recent development, that there's just a group of folks that are trying to push for this, and they're not really making it that far. No, that's not true, and we clearly demonstrate this on our studies, folks, is this has been a plan in place for a long time now. And I'm just going to hit some highlights with you in just a little chronological order of some of the key events. They've been planning this thing for a long time now, and they're just about ready to pull it off, because it's gotten to the point where our world is now globally connected with our governments, involving, with, of course, the UN, but our governments are intertwined now, our economies are intertwined now, and they're working at intertwining our the religions on the planet, okay? And it started back as far back as 1893, and that's when they had the first world parliament of religion was held. Okay, and then in 1930, they launched the World Congress of Faith. In 1948, they launched the World Council of Churches, began to suck in the churches, the Christian churches, into this movement. Back as far as 1948, you know, that's right after World War II, you know, we all got to get along, you know, because religion causes war. And again, that's a lie, I'll get to that in a second. Then in 1970, you had the World Conference of Religions was started. 1986, the Vatican called for a meeting of all religions to come and pray for world peace. We actually share a video clip of that. You could see what was going on there. I'll get to that in a little bit. 1993, that was the Second World Parliament of Religions. That's the 100th anniversary. The same year, they came out with what was called the Declaration of Global Ethic, and that's a new set of commandments for the whole world to follow. I'm telling you, folks, they're dead serious about this. 1997, the Charter for the United Religions Organization was launched, and their goal is to basically, I'm not making this up, folks, check it out yourself. Their goal is to have, like we had the United Nations that was launched to get all the governments and countries around the world united together. They are working on another one for religion. And just like we have a United Nations to control the governments, they want a United Religions Organizations to control the religions on the planet. But again, this is nothing new, folks. That was back in 1997 when they wrote the charter for that. Okay. And then, of course, that was signed by most of the world's religions in 2000. 2002, the Vatican gets involved, starting getting all the religions together again. Then you had the 2002, you also had the World Council of Religions had their first meeting. 2004, You start seeing these interfaith concerts take place, another one at the Vatican. Then they start to get the whole planet involved. You guys heard of the Global Day of Prayer? That's even getting sucked into the churches. And it's like, well, we need to pray for, well, hey, we're all for praying, but just who and what are you praying to? You know, we pray to God the Father, who are you praying to? To yourself, to the chair, the planet, Mother Earth? You know, and they use these terms and they try to make them generic to suck everybody into it. And then it just continues to unite with people over global warming. And that was in 2006. Also, you saw in 2006 the Pope, the Dalai Lama, say that they can now have peace between Catholics, Buddhists, and Hindus. They're all starting to come together. 2008, the Pope meets with the Jewish folks, Islamic, Buddhist, Jain, Hindu leaders in Washington in the United States. 2008, Oprah Winfrey begins to openly promote New Age thoughts and beliefs. And we actually got her on video. You can see it with your own eyes that she clearly says she, on the one outset, she would say she's a Christian, but on the other one, we have her on tape where she literally denied John 14:6, that she said that Jesus is not the only way, and he's not the only truth and life, which it was just pretty crazy. 2008, Tony Blair, when he finished up his tour in England there, and he began, what he's been doing thus far is he's been going around the world. He's created this organization called Faith Foundations. And you can check it out yourself. And his goal, what he's been working on, he didn't just go in hiding and retire, folks. He's taken on a new agenda. And that new agenda is to unite all the world's religions. Tony Blair, he's involved in that as well. And again, then in 2010, he begins to court Pastor Rick Warren to enlist his aid in going along with that. Then you got these interfaith meetings that are starting to be held in 2010 in Manhattan. Twice a month, Christian, Jewish, Muslims, and other leaders around the world. And of course, that's been supported by the Obama White House, and which said this is one of their public policy goals. There also was the G8 World Religion Summit. Let me just give you a couple more here, highlights, recent ones, where, among other things, a sacred fire was lit, and participants were told that, quote, Mother Earth needs to hear that we love her, and they offered up to her a prayer of gratitude. And then they perform rituals to invoke, quote, the spirits, which are demons, the spirits, and to encourage all that there is, listen, not only one way, there is many ways. Notice that these guys, this is the World Religious Summit in 2010, notice of all things that they're choking on. They're choking on the words of Jesus, okay? And again, which is hypocrisy. You say you're supposed to tolerate everything, but you can't tolerate Jesus. I wonder why. Maybe it's a lie. 2012, Rick Warren, apparently some of these meetings with Tony Blair has been paying off. He begins promoting something called King's Way, which is an attempt to bring evangelical Christians and Muslims together as an overall part of his peace plan. Call it a peace plan thing. That sounds great, but I'm sorry. I got some problems with it. And amongst many things that in that document that he was trying to stress was that there's an agreement between the two faiths, meaning that we believe in one God, okay, but the gods, quote-unquote, by definition, are radically different, okay, and also said that if we're going to, quote, dialogue between each other as Christians and Muslims, it's not for the purpose of conversion, that we can just talk in general, but we don't try to convince the other one that their way's wrong, our way's right, etc. Well, wait a second. If what Jesus said, that he was the way, the truth, the life, and nobody comes to the Father but by him, and I'm an evangelical Christian, how am I loving the Muslim who's got the wrong path, and I'm being told by Pastor Rick Warren, I'm supposed to just keep my mouth shut? How is that loving? Hey, folks, I'm telling you, it's going into the highest things, and it's spilling down into the congregations, even in the church. And then here's where the persecution starts taking place. You and I, the evangelical Christian, if you're listening, who would hold to the words of Jesus, John 14:6, that he's the only way to heaven, is we're now being labeled with the same terminology as the Muslim terrorists. We're being called fundamentalists. We're being called the right-wing extremists, okay? And now they're starting to call for our head as well. I remember a man when, again, 9/11 happened, and right after that event, I even heard out of the mouths of the Christians that basically jumped on the bandwagon and the Muslim terrorists got the blame for the event, and everybody was saying, yeah, go get them, hunt them down, knock them out, take them out, do whatever you got to do, which was surprising to me. It's like, whoa. But then you begin to look at the terminology that's used on those guys, that everybody says we need to go and take them out, you know, those fundamentalists, you know, those extremists, you know, those right-wing fundamental extremists, you know, that same verbiage. And then if you've been paying attention, guys, the same verbiage is now being used on now the evangelical Christian. And man, did we get fooled or what? Everybody jumped on the bandwagon and says, yeah, get rid of those guys. Well, they've been using the same terms on us, and they're going to now get rid of us because we have the audacity to say that our way is the only way. And again, we didn't say it, Jesus did. But in 2012, all of a sudden, of all people, the Pope says, we got to get rid of these fundamentalist people. We have to take them out. It's coming down the pike, folks. We're next on the hit list.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Billy Crow.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan, and our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, would you tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you and your ministry if they were interested in getting more information?
Yeah, you can check out our main teaching website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia.com, getalifemedia.com. If you happen to be in the Las Vegas area, if you want to join us for studies, you can do that at sunriselv.com. SunriseLV is in Las Vegas.com, Sunrise Baptist Church. Or you can just Google, search for my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And, of course, Billy has all sorts of DVDs, and they're usually sets of 4 or 5 DVDs in the set. We do carry these on the final countdown, and, of course, along with the final countdown, is this move towards the one world religion. And, of course, this is the one of the major thrusts we're seeing today. And certainly, as you know, why in Syria today, why the rebels are actually killing the Christians there. Now, remember, Syria is not a civil war. There are mercenaries that we are bringing in. We're financing the United States and Saudi Arabia, financing the rebels who are fighting in Syria, and they are targeting the Christian communities, and they are killing the Christians in those Christian communities. Most of the Christians in Syria who could get out and fled. And who's financing the rebels who are killing the Christians? Are your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen, and the CIA and their black fund. So go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Yeah, it makes me, I don't know if your listeners or I've ever seen a video, it's Sudan, the Hidden Holocaust. And man, you want to talk about genocide, but not only just period, but it's against a lot of the Christian community. And it's one of the biggest atrocities, you know, that was many years ago. That was up to over 2 million have been slaughtered. And you never hear about it in the news. And it's because there is an agenda, folks. It's a satanic agenda. It's a horrible agenda. And it's a push for a one-world religion. There's one religion on the planet that cannot, will not go along with a one-world religion where all of them are supposed to be right and nobody's wrong. And that's biblical Christianity. Now, I have to say biblical Christianity because there's a version of Christianity out there, folks, but it's an apostate version. It's a fake Christianity. It's a phony Christianity. Sounds like it, looks like it, on the outside. It's got, you know, they stained glass windows, might even have somebody behind a pulpit, but that doesn't mean that it's true biblical Christianity. And that's what we talked about the last several interviews on the rise of apostasy. But biblical Christianity, John 14:6, Jesus said he's the only way, cannot go along with that. And so you have to get rid of that eyesore, that thorn in your side, if you're going to pull off a one-world religion. And that's what's going on. And again, what's disturbing is it's already taking place, folks. This isn't just, well, maybe we got a few more years left. No, it's already taking place. It's been taking place for years, as you stated, Dr. Monti. It's going on right now. And Lord willing, maybe in a different interview, we can just deal with that whole topic in greater depth. But, folks, you need to realize it's also coming here to America, and I think a whole lot faster than what even Christians, true Christians, want to even believe. I think we've been cushioned to our own demise. We've had Christianity so easy, unlike other our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ around the world, who literally, when they come to Christ, they know that they're literally putting their life on the line. They know that they're going to be ostracized. They know that they might be hunted down and killed. So when they make a commitment to Jesus, it really is for real. We got it easy over here currently, but the tables are turning now with all this promotion for a one-world religion. We have to tolerate everything. And what you're seeing is the Bible is becoming hate literature, at least interpreting it correctly. But also, if you speak out against another religion or another lifestyle, it's now considered a hate crime. Okay, so the very words of Jesus, out of love, letting people know the truth, that there are not many ways to heaven, he's the only way to heaven. We live in a society now today, folks, that calls that hate. It's the greatest act of love that God would care enough to send his son to come to this planet to die in our place, to take our punishment in our place on the cross, and let people know that God's made a way out. Jesus is the way out, the only way out, and they can have a beautiful, loving, intimate relationship with the creator of the universe purely as an act of love and grace and mercy. That has now been equated as an act of hate, even here in America, and it is punishable not just by a fine, but even jail term. And folks, I'm telling you, it's right around the corner. And we need to be prepared. But they're even labeling us with the same terminology. We're the fundamentalists. We're the extremists. We're the right-wing fundamentalist extremists, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. And not only before the break, did I share how last year the Pope was urging that we, quote, root out, that the planet root out fundamentalism. Okay, now it's become a bad word. Okay, but the same year, he also at the same time, now tell me this is not all interconnected. The push at the same time for a one-world government, a one-world economy, and a one-world religion under a one-world ruler. 2012, just last year, the Vatican calls for, quote, the establishment of a one-world government and a new world order that will, quote, serve the common good of the human family to be a moral force that has the power to influence. And translate the last three words there, power to influence. we're going to make you do it. And if you don't do it, we're going to take you out because you're the bad guys. And you think, well, nobody would go around the whole planet and hunt down a religion and annihilate it. That's crazy. What do you think's been going on, folks, since September 11th? I'm telling you, we have been schnookered, and we had a part, even as Christians, in digging our own grave. Okay, that's how evil the evil one is. That's why he's called not just a liar, but he's the father of all lies. Okay, and then Jesus also said he's a murderer, and he's been one from the beginning. That's what he's doing. And you think, so they've had a plan in place, but how are they getting people, even, quote, in churches, to fall for this baloney? Well, have you heard about recycling? Have you heard about environmentalism? Have you heard about that if we don't recycle and if we don't become good environmentalists, that the planet's going to blow up? Yeah. And then what they've done to add the impetus for that is put out another lie, and that lie is called global warming. Now, it's such a big lie that they've actually had to change their terminology because the proof for supposed warming of the planet has been so bunk. But they have to have this crisis to push people towards a one-world religion. And they're using the crisis, again, of the planet blowing up, and we all have to come together and work together, even as religions, you know, to save Mother Earth. Okay? It's so bunk that they've changed their terminology because they've been caught red-handed with falsifying information for their agenda. The planet is not warming like what they're saying. Okay? And so what they've done, they have to keep the agenda going, so they've changed the terminology. It's no longer called global warming. If you're paying attention, it's called climate change. Have you noticed that? You know why they changed it to climate change? Because global warming is a lie, which is a ridiculous term, climate change. Last time I checked, I'm not a scientist, but I'd say pretty much it can be demonstrated scientifically that anywhere on the planet, every day, the climate changes. It's ridiculous. And the reason why I say climate change is because you can't point a finger on it. You didn't say global cooling or global warming and get stuck on your fake graph and saying that it's going one way or the other. But if you just use the generic term climate change, hey, nobody can pin nothing on you. It's ridiculous, folks. And just to give you a little teaser, and we share the actual interview, and you can see this with your own eyes on video. But the founder of the Weather Channel exposed several years back, actually, how bunk global warming is. Okay, and let me quote that. He says, it is the greatest scam in history. This is John Coleman, folks. He is the founder of the Weather Channel. It is the greatest scam in history. He said, I am amazed, appalled, and highly offended by it. Global warming is a scam.
Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment for the last segment right here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds everyone each year millions of children suffer from abuse. And although hundreds of cases still go unreported, behind the statistics are the lives of innocent children. Help conquer child abuse and report what you know to local authorities. Remember, your call could save a child's life. This message from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com.
To bring home the biggest Christmas tree, you better have the right trucks. The Ram lineup, with best-in-class 850 pound-feet of torque, best-in-class 7,320-pound payload, best-in-class towing capacity of up to 30,000 pounds, and best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway. They're the hardest-working trucks that might just pull off a holiday miracle. Start your holiday with some of the best deals of the year at the Ram Big Finish event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on 2013 Ram trucks. Visit your local Ram dealer today. 350, 3500 pickups. Available Cummins diesel. Payload based on available 6.4-liter gas V8. Based on Ram 3500 Tradesman ST regular cab dually when properly equipped. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2. Offer excludes chassis cab. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers regardless of down payment when financed through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 12-2. Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group LLC.
Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and the last segment, Pastor, go right ahead.
Well, again, just the founder of the Weather Channel, John Coleman, just shared with you a little transcript of the video that we share. You'll see with your own eyes, folks, the actual interview. And he says that global warming is the greatest scam in history. He put it on the line. He said he's amazed, he's appalled, and he's highly offended by it. He just said, in fact, global warming, it is a scam. And the interview said, well, what was the turning point for you? I know that you said you went in to look for an honest answer. You thought, well, maybe it's real. What was the thing that stood out to you that said it is absolutely bogus? And he said this, Coleman, he says, when I looked at the hockey stick graph that was produced in Manning's original report, and it showed a steady line temperature through the millennium and a sudden rise, he said, I knew that was incorrect. I knew it couldn't possibly be, and I started asking. I started asking experts about it, and I started digging into how that was produced. He said, what I found out is it was bogus science. It wasn't real. The numbers had been manipulated. The whole thing had been created. He says, what bothered me was that other scientists had accepted it. And so the other guy said, well, why would they possibly do that? He says, well, I think that the real answer to the question is that they have, listen, they have an agenda, an environmental and political agenda that says we're all going to make a lot of money, we're going to get research grants, we're going to get awards, and we're going to become famous. He said, I guess that's what happened. He says, but listen, he said, there are, right now, scientists speaking out. It's not just those wacky Christian fundamentalists who deny reality. There's scientists speaking out. He says, not just hundreds, there's thousands of them. In fact, he says, thousands of scientists have signed a petition, 19,000 of them, against global warming. He said, they're speaking out, and he says, listen, but the mainstream press is totally ignoring them. Okay? Now, why are 19,000 scientists, not 19,000 scientists, and the founder of the Weather Channel itself, they're saying that global warming is totally bunk, and yet the press continues to not just ignore it, but they continue to promote it. And so the question I have is, why? Well, I agree with John Coleman on the one aspect that they have an agenda. And I believe that part of it, yes, is money and power and fame and whatever, and they get all these grants and accolades and whatever. But I'm telling you, folks, there's another side to it. It's also become the ultimate excuse, create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. It's the ultimate excuse to form a one-world religion. We need a global catastrophe to get the global religions to work together, okay? And again, on our studies, we share a couple different video clips of how the lie of the planet's going to blow up, global warming, now change to climate change, is now become the impetus to create a global religion. And it's infecting even the Christian church, okay? Again, let me just share with you, this is a transcript from one of the videos we show on Fox News. And Mark Emmer, he says, what would Jesus drive, huh? Environmental evangelism. It's a new way to raise awareness about global warming. Our Fox Religion correspondent, Lauren Green, joins us with more on that. And he says, who's pushing Christian green lines these days? And Lauren says, well, hey, a lot of people. It's really across the board, theoretically speaking, or religiously speaking. Here are the top green religious people according to Live Earth, she says. We've got Reverend Joel Hunter. He's a senior pastor at Northland Church in Longwood, Florida. He was actually offered the head of the Christian Coalition, but turned it down because he wanted to focus on issues such as poverty and environmental protection. Then Norman Hobble, he's a theology professor out of Australia. He edited something called the Earth Bible. What? And then she says, of course, there's Pope Benedict, the previous guy, and yesterday issued a statement that said, quote, the people of faith must listen to the voice of the earth, you know, Mother Earth, or risk destroying its very existence. She says, we also have the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, the head of the Anglican Church, and of course we have the Buddhist leader, Dalai Lama. Notice how all the religions of the planet coming together under this. She said, but one thing you should add to this list is the National Evangelical Association, because 2 years ago it issued a letter to 50,000 member churches, which means it's 30 million evangelicals, saying that, quote, we affirm the God-given dominion is a sacred responsibility and that the government has an obligation to protect its citizens from the effects of environmental degradation. So she says, so it's a big movement all across the board. And that's just one video clip that we share. And what you're seeing, folks, is it's not just a lie. It's global warming. The planet's going to blow up. But notice where they're pushing it. Of course, certainly in the secular school system, kids are being brainwashed with it. Certainly in the media, and they just keep repeating the lie. We were talking about this last night in our study. The classic axiom. How do you get people to believe in a lie? Well, you repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, and often enough. In fact, it seems that the bigger the lie, the more apt people are to believe it. But you keep doing that, then people believe it. And that's what they got. They got the power of the secular educational system. They got the power of the secular media. But they're even going into the churches and using this as an excuse to get everybody to work together to compromise. Okay? It's a manufactured crisis, not just for the governments to come together. It's being used as the platform to get all the religions on the planet to come together as one. Folks, I'm telling you, it's really happening, okay? And if you don't think, folks, that that's their ultimate goal, I'm going to challenge you with another one. I told and shared with you that the buzzword for one world religion, anytime you see that phrase interfaith or interfaithism, that means one world religion. Well, they have an icon out there, and you may have seen this on T-shirts or bumper stickers and things of that nature, and it's coexist, okay? And it's really become their new symbol. And if you look at that term coexist, you're going to see that the letters of C-O-E-X-I-S-T, coexist, are actually made up of different religious symbols to say that we all have to work together and coexist. So that's another visual icon that you could see, just like with interfaith, when you see coexist. And I know it's a radio interview. I wish I could show you a picture of it. But when you see coexist, that's also those people who are saying we all have to come together, we have to unite the religions planet. Okay, but these people are dead serious, and I'm going to share with you some leaders around the world. You're thinking, well, I'm sure the Muslims or the Jewish people or other folks, they'll never go along with this. Well, listen to what some of their top leaders are saying right now. King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia has been planning for years to, quote, find a way to unite the world's major religions in an effort to help foster peace. And he believes a new international organization will help make that dream a reality. So even in Saudi Arabia, you think, well, man, they're never going to go along with this stuff. Folks, they're calling for basically, again, a United Nations, except this one not for the governments, but for the religion. Okay? Chief Rabbi Yonah Metzger, he's one of the two chief rabbis of Israel. Listen to what he said, folks. This is a direct quote. He says, we need a united relations of religions, which would contain representatives of the world's religions as opposed to nations. Folks, it's all happening right now. They even suggested that the Dalai Lama could lead the assembly. This is the birth of a one world religion. It's a sign we're in the last days.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to try to put things into their perspective. There is a small subversive group here in the United States. It operates through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and then, of course, it has all sorts of front organizations it works with, whether it be the Theosophists, the Rosicrucians, the Skull and Bones, or the Bohemian Grove, or I say a myriad, the Masons. Well, they have all sorts of organizations they interlock with, but they all have one goal, and that is one world government, a one world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer out of our schools. Had nothing to do with the Constitution, simply because the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court, and it was their assignment to take God out of our schools. They did. There aren't any Masons there now, but there's certainly no evangelical Christian. There's not one evangelical Christian on the United States Supreme Court today. You have to ask yourself why. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And quite frankly, we need your help to maintain our network of stations across America. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. And it's an expensive proposition, though. Most of the stations who buy time, fortunately, on this station, they allow us to be on here every morning, and we have been for many years, and we hope we'll be here for a good time yet. But we need to get people to understand what's going on. You can't understand what the American military is doing over there in Afghanistan and in Iraq, where they established new governments there under Sharia law, so they could drive out the Christians and crush Christianity. That is the official policy of your government, financed with your tax money, and the average American has no idea that the people who run America are violently anti-Christian. And unless we take America back, unless we can let people understand what's going on, Christianity is going to be destroyed throughout the world, and men and women like you become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if you're not involved in this battle, this spiritual battle, then you're part and parcel of the problem. So if you'd like to help us, why, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to understand the background of this spiritual battle is not imaginary, it's real. All you need to do, if you don't believe this is a Luciferian movement, go to trilateral.org. Trilateral.org and look at their logo. It's a circle made up of three curved arrows. If you look at them, you'll see they're sixes. Three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Why did the wealthy people who created the Council or the Trilateral Commission choose that as their logo? Because it's a Luciferian organization, ladies and gentlemen. We're involved in a Luciferian battle, and the Luciferians are in control today. And we need your help to expose them. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family or get our products, or I guess certainly buy our books. Join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Whatever you can do to help, we'll appreciate it. Because, of course, we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we do hope, of course, you'll get our talks. If you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan or on population control, the secret agenda, you need to get them. We have all sorts of information on this move towards world government. We do carry Pastor Billy Crone's